Rabbi Lord Sacks, chief rabbi, broadcaster and moral philosopher, died on November 7th, aged 72.
Every morning he could, Jonathan Sacks pulled on his tracksuit and went out jogging. He was not called the Rapid Rabbi for nothing. Jogging, as his desk sign reminded him, led to positive thinking, and thanks to his noise-cancelling earphones, it brought him peace. He heard nothing as he ran but Schubert, Beethoven, or whoever it might be. Those same earphones, one of the best purchases he had ever made, also enabled him, when he meditated, to hear the music of creation, the quiet voice of wisdom within it, and his response from his spontaneous waking, "Muda Ani, I give thanks, onwards." Otherwise, the noise was hard to lose. Every year the voices became more strident and extreme. Consumerism cried, "I want, I want." Individualism cried, "Me, me, my choices, my feelings," until even the iPhone and iPad he used all the time vexed him with their I. Society had become a cacophony of competing claims. The world gave every sign of falling apart. Even religion, his business, could be a megaphone of hate. He never felt that more strongly than when he stood in January 2002 at Ground Zero in Manhattan, with the ground still smoking round him. His answer, as the leader of the Orthodox Jews of Britain and also as a moral philosopher, was to raise his own voice. Over his term of office, from 1991 to 2013, he became famous both outside Judaism and outside Britain for his speeches, his lectures, including stints at New York University and Yeshiva University, his 36 books and his 3-minute sermons on BBC Radio 4's early morning Thought for the Day.